ABC Radio Perth Breakfast. You're listening to Rusty and Nadia. Shop you.
Ready? We'll take you there.
We do love taking you to new and interesting places to find out more about Perth's unique communities, even ones, Russell, that aren't real. This morning we're taking you to Cloud Street and into the lives of the Lambs and the Pickles.
Cloud Street, of course, is the classic Tim Winton novel, which has been adapted for the stage. Direct from a sold-out season in Melbourne, the play opens on Friday night at the newly refurbished His Majesty Theatre. Joe Trilling caught up with director Matt Lutton at the Maj.
I grew up in Wembley, really close to where the hypothetical house might be. So if you go along those train tracks near Subiaco Oval now, I think there's some streets around there that are probably the location that it could be at.
What excites you about revisiting it?
I mean, I love the fact that a story like this reveals new things every time we tell it. I feel like it's got a layer of interpretation in it. I feel like the supernatural elements of it are sort of timeless, the sense of having to connect with spirit and history and denial that we have of that, of pushing that away, of not listening very well to our own country, not listening to our history, is something that is in Australia, in a sense, still as relevant when it was written and when it's set as it is now. But I love also going back to the story, as I sort of think it shows us a potential that we don't often have right now in our country. I think Tim is offering characters that find ways to overcome their differences and find ways to push through borders and boundaries that are in their communities and in their families. And I think we're probably really struggling to do that in society at the moment.
Let's talk about the house, number one, Cloud Street. It's a haunted house. Is it front and centre in this stage play?
It is more front and centre. It's haunted because the house has a history of being a mission for Indigenous young women. That's what Tim wrote in the book, but the play and this production has an opportunity to elevate that because of the way we stage it, because of our cast. We have two extraordinary Noongar performers, Ian Michaels and Ebony Maguire, and it means that they can be present on stage. They can physically be there and continue telling the story of the house as other narrative threads are playing out.
Neil Armfield directed the play in 1998. How have you changed it or amended the script for this production?
The script is very similar to what that production used 20 years ago. But we went back and there was some repositioning of some of the Indigenous content. We sort of, again, made it more front and centre. We gave it to different voices, to different actors. We went through and sort of removed some of the more nostalgic language. We went through and looked at actually some of the racism that's in the language. And so I think the sort of politics of today influenced how we wanted to be framing the story.
And as you mentioned with the cast, you have also amplified the voices of those more marginalised Indigenous characters.
That's true. So we've looked at a different theatrical approach. Indigenous performers play multiple roles. So they're in the families, they're in the Lambs and the Pickles, and they share the sort of storytelling of country at the same time. So what it means is, in compared to the previous production, which sort of siloed the Indigenous sort of voice, this is an approach that's sort of more integrated and like this lives alongside us, with us, that we can listen to all the time as opposed to something that's sort of marginalised.
So Ian Michaels, the narrator, so he opens the play?
He opens the play.
She locked them in at night. The girls climbed into bed with one another and cried. They'd been taken from their families and were not happy. They crawled out of windows and tried to escape but were tracked down and returned to the house. Ngarla caught Mirling Ngarla Budja. Ngarla caught Mirling Ngarla Budja. It was a cursed house where the ladies fought and children died. Number one Cloud Street. And two families are about to start their journey towards it.
But then Ebony Maguire also plays one of the girls that was in that mission and becomes one of the women that is very present in the house and is a spirit that isn't able to return to country and is able to over the 20-year journey. We've integrated a Noongar language into the piece because of we have two brilliant Noongar performers. They speak to the Lambs and the Pickles in Noongar, and there's a lack of understanding and hearing that they have. They don't hear, they don't understand the language that's being spoken, except perhaps fish. I think fish intuitively understands it. So really the Noongar is elevating history and culture, and the lamb and pickles in some way were elevating their denialism of it.
Let's talk about Fish.
Yes.
He's played in this production by Benjamin Oakes.
Benjamin's an extraordinary actor from Melbourne. He brings a lived experience of disability to the role, which just means that his insights on how to play Fish are extraordinary. Ben brings a beautiful beauty to it, at the same time as also a complexity to it of when there's rage and when there's a deep sense of being isolated or when there's a loneliness. And I think he's able to create a very three-dimensional portrait of Fish.
Have you spoken to Tim Winton much as you've gone through this creative journey?
My contact with Tim has been very minimal. We gained permission to do this production. We all received a copy of Cloud Street on opening night in Melbourne with a little handwritten note from Tim, and I think mine was along the lines of, "You mad bugger. What a ridiculous thing to set out and do." So I think he knows the scale of the task, and I hope he might be able to come along and see it in Perth. It would be a great honour.
Do you want to know if he's in the audience?
I'd be nervous knowing if he's watching, and I don't quite know what I'd ask him afterwards. I'd wait for him to say the first word, I think.
That's Joe Trilling speaking to Matt Lutton, who is directing Cloud Street. If you want to see it, it runs from the 21st of February to the 15th of March at His Majesty's Theatre.